Welcome to Radio Boomers Live, otherwise known as RBL, a show that incorporates baby boomers and millennials' ideas and perspectives.
With the hottest news, reviews, and interviews, and guidance on the transition of brick and mortar to click and order. And now I'm proud to introduce former veteran, military police, and a member of Knights of Columbus, my dad, James Zuli.
And my son, chairman and CEO of Easy Way Network, known as the Digital Dick Clark, Eric Zuli.
Good morning, Eric, and I'll tell you what, it's been an amazing little journey here, just trying to keep up with everything. I don't know how you do it, but I hope everybody had a great Easter Passover weekend. It was time for travel, time for staying with families, and it was about a balance there. But
Good morning.
Comes up so fast.
Family, happy Easter and happy Passover too. Happy whatever you celebrate. We love everybody and every belief. Easy Way Radio on iHeartRadio, Spotify, Player FM, Apple Podcast, yeah. Amazon Music. Have you guys Googled Easy Way Radio? Oh my gosh, it's like so awesome. And
so
we have two amazing guests today as well. Two amazing guests, but don't go anywhere. We have Catherine Coven Pacino going to be announcing her new Coven jewelry line and all the things she's got going on with Easy Way Promotions and her new movie, and that's going to be amazing. And then Robbie Motter, who's a superstar with what she does with her networking organization and women, and that's on Carmelita's Corner. And then we might even have an extra special guest. I don't know if he's going to show up or not, but we have just so much great information for you guys today. Easy Way Radio. I want to also tell everybody, you got to make sure that you join the movement. Join the family. Easy Way Family. Letter E, letter Z. EasyWayFamily.com. And the invite code is Easy Way. Create your account. Set up your profile. I mean, it's just post and you'll see the response that you get. It's just incredible.
A lot of responses.
Almost.
A lot of responses. We should have a little theme song to that, Eric.
Lot of responses, the easy way.
No. Like, we are family. Well, there's already a song like that. But does time go as fast?
We
as somebody
are
your age?
Family. No, that we probably get sued for that one if we did that one. But we
so,
are
I'm
easy
just
way.
Wondering,
family.
You know, so for somebody your age, does time seem to go as fast as it does for people my age? I don't know. A lot of people have been talking about that. How is it? I mean, the holidays come and go so fast, and then it's going to be summer, and then it's going to be Christmas. Yeah, they just spin.
It really does. It really, yeah, no, that makes a lot of sense. It really does. Like, literally, it's Monday, and then it's Monday again, but it's a whole week that went by. And, yeah, it's crazy how fast the time flies by. But, hey, we're going to get to the hot topics here soon, and we got some amazing hot topics for you. My dad's always got great news. And I wanted to let everybody know, too, that if you're on Facebook, we have a special group. Just message us. Just send me a message or go to the Easy Way Family group. You guys got to get involved with the Easy Way Radio Party, okay? Easy Way Radio Party. We created a special communications group where so when we do these shows, you guys can communicate with us and chat with us and hang out. And there's a lot of people in the Easy Way Radio Party group. We'll be putting that link in the main top of Easy Way Family group on Facebook. So to make it simple, just search Easy Way Family, letter E, letter Z, W-A-Y, space, family, and join that group, and you'll get all the information, and you'll be able to tune in and join the parties. All right, so we're going to go to commercial break, and then we're going to get into the hot topics and get with our great guests.
Imagine a social network that's based on quality members over quantity, where you can easily find the qualified leads you're looking for, where members treat each other as family and promote each other's projects. Get interviewed, manage your business, and sell your product or service on our new Easy Way store. Let us do the promotional heavy lifting for you. We've created an all-in-one solution with all the tools you would ever need to promote you and your client's business, all accessible by one simple login. Social media done for you. Introducing the new 2022 Easy Way Network with our built-in wall of fame that helps you to search and find that profile you want to network with that matches your business needs while boosting your own notoriety at the same time. This year, we've made it even easier on you. Oh, did we mention you make money? Create your free account today by texting EZWAY, that's letter E, letter Z, to 55678. Or visit EZWayNetwork.com. Got questions? Give us a call at 424-209-9290.
Ripped from the headlines, today's hot topic.
Well, here's hoping everyone had a great Easter and Passover weekend. There's a lot of people on the road, and a lot of people decided to just stay home. But overall, it was a reflection. And, you know, there's so many stories. There's so many things they have to share with you. I'm steering away from some of the negative. I want to start up the Monday with positive, but, you know, entrepreneurship, I've been following that. It's been on the rise due to the pandemic and people staying home. They got a taste of it. They seem to like it. And many companies are allowing the people, you know, some want them back, but many are allowing them to stay home because they're switching from the offices to just having it the norm. They no longer have to get on the freeways, go to work. They can do their business from home from their computer. And, you know, stay with the family. But don't forget, when you're home, you have to do the work. So, well, the board may be returning the lawmakers, if you've seen that in the news, that were expelled for unruly behavior. They might be bringing them back in. So we'll see what happens with that. Well, to join or not to join for Tristan Thomas as far as getting on the Lakers, it was a yes from Khloe Kardashian. And I don't think that would be a bad move, right? You know, for the Lakers, I think it would be pretty cool. So TikTok pranks, one of them was standing out. Parents woke up and they found their kitchen cabinets covered with peanut butter. I don't know what the deal with that is. Well, that way, when you wake up and if you want a sandwich, you just take a piece of bread and wipe it in the cabinet, I guess. But nah, anyway, I'm not a peanut butter fan. All right, top style trends for 2023 is the oversized category seems becoming more popular with people and the mannequins in the stores and so on and so forth because everybody's not a skinny stick. Okay, top five global issues people are having today. You know, what's the concerns? What's going on out there? Well, getting back on track after the pandemic and managing the fallout or two of them. Following up with a lot of restaurants got hit hard, a lot of businesses across the board, and they have to regroup. And sometimes, like I've noticed that some of the chains, they might have had small chains, maybe two or three, four restaurants now have cut their numbers in half and to keep going. And then slowly it'll pick up and they'll be back to their normal numbers. Pay attention to climate research and rising tides. That's another big one. Like, what's going on with their climate? The storms seem to be a little bit bigger. The tornadoes a little bit stronger. People are getting concerned with that. So that's one that a lot of, you know, a lot of the scientists are looking into that, and a lot of things are being done to curtail that. Record levels of humanitarian needs, and there are record levels that the humanitarian needs are being increased through different countries. International cooperation with trade and conflict resolution and all that's another concern. Cities are changing, okay? You notice their cities are growing. You can go down the street in some of your towns and you just see new restaurants, new office buildings. And that there's a trend there with a lot of the builders. And some of them are getting into, there's a growing trend with making the building fit into the demographic. There's one building, it looks like a mountain. And there's another one with a waterfall. These are little trends you're trying to, because it's a psychological thing. Like you notice in New York, they cut out a major area for parks because psychologically it's good for people to be able to still see greenery and see nature. And that's just some of the hot topics, Eric. There's a lot, but, you know.
Great.
The
hot topic information. And my hot topic information, it is the pitch party, guys, the big pitch party, which our featured celebrity actually happens. Our guest today, Catherine Coven Pacino, and this is getting hot. We're getting 100-plus something members, and you guys can go to our events calendar by going to easywayfamily.com, click on menu, you'll see the events calendar. We got a lot of great events on there, but the pitch party, and then also we have a new chat app called Easy Chat that we're going to be releasing that's going to blow your guys' minds. It can give you that much more networking access and that much more boosting to your business. So we have Catherine Coven Pacino going to be coming on soon here, and we have the Easy Way Wall of Fame. So make sure you guys create your profile. And so we're going to go to a little commercial. But no, I'm just kidding. We're not going to make you another commercial. All right. So coming up next, guys, we have our special guest, Catherine Coven Pacino. She's a platinum member. Okay, she's a Platinum Plus member actually with us, and she works in conjunction with Easy Way Promotions with her jewelry line, her book, her new TV show happening, and we are getting ready to build a spinoff, another great spinoff of the big Zoom event that we do with Catherine Coven Pacino and what she does with her world, the K Coven world. And so she's going to really give you guys some insights on how this K Coven community is building. She's the stepmother to Al Pacino. She was married to Sal Pacino, Al's dad, and she's got an incredible, amazing story. We're going to have her on the show here. She's been a longtime friend, by the way, the Easy Way, to Eric Zulli, to myself, and my dad. She's like family, and we're glad to have
Absolutely.
Her on Easy Way Radio today on Radio Boomers Live. Welcome to the stage, Catherine Coven Pacino.
Catherine, are you on? There she is. Hello, Catherine.
Family and everyone. I just want to put it out there again. I always say, why do it the hard way when you could do it the easy way?
There you go. And you know what? Boom. You've been saying that a long time. Boy, you know, Eric and I were mentioning.
<That's so true.
laughs> I was just asking Eric, somebody that's a little bit younger than we are, does time goes fast for younger people? It does. People are. Does it seem to be doing that to you too, Catherine? Is time going by a little quick?
I don't know. It seems to. It's off and on with me, but it's been a beautiful week. It's been Passover and also Easter yesterday, and it was my husband's birthday yesterday, William Westbrook's birthday.
Oh, happy
birthday, Bill! Doggone it.
From the whole Easy Way family.
Okay. I owe him a cake. I owe Bill a cake. We're going to get you guys a cake.
And that was such a nice video that you and Bill did for both me and my birthday and Dante and her birthday. I mean, you guys just have such a thoughtful heart, even being industry experts and celebrities in this industry for a long time.
You've done so much for me. So I believe in the law of reciprocity. You never forget the people that helped you. And it helps a person to fan the flames of others. It empowers one. You know, and the problem with so many people in Hollywood is they're so jealous and they want to sabotage people.
Mm-hmm.
And for everybody.
Oh,
and they're smart enough to know that if you just fan the flames and just, you know, you're building yourself up and you're making yourself
feel
better.
Kat, when I speak, I always say the three A's and not the AAA Auto Club, the Easy Way Club, the power of affiliation, appreciation, and association. And you are growing so much with your career because you really do the appreciation and the affiliation thing. And when you give kudos and you help create stepping stones to others, the law of reciprocity and as well as the universe will always guide positive things. You give positive, you'll get positive. It'll always come back to you. And there are many, many people, and we've had many conversations. There's many people
many
just have this stupid jealousy thing that want to put other people down. But in actuality, you know, God even says to forgive thy enemies. When you're able to forgive your enemies, when you're able to still support others just because it's the right thing to do, the universe just really gives to you. It's just incredible. But let's get into you. You have so many incredible things happening. We helped get you in this film, and you just shot your big role with Marlene in the Fields. Talk a little bit about your new role in the film.
Well, I'm very honored to be working with Marlene Lynn Fields, who was a multi-award winning actress, stuntwoman, singer, and it's a story about her mother, about depression, homelessness, and it's the type of thing that I really want to do, and because it I think it really helps people to delve into this and to understand it, because it goes on around us all the time. And she's such a sweetheart. I just love her. And Robert Amico, and he's a good guy. You're a good guy, Erica. You know, Ron Carmichael, all these people. I forget. It's right on the tip of my tongue, the gal who plays Marnie.
Not sure on the cast. I just helped cast you and Aretha and Johnny and a couple other people. But when Marlene contacted me and asked me to be in the film and help out, honestly, looking at the actual film and seeing the roles and seeing what she needed, the first person that popped in my head was you, because I remember what you did on Mansions of Blood with Gary Busey and how good of an actress you are. And that role was just—it was meant for you. And it is a great project, guys. Make sure you check out Marlene Lynn Fields. And what's the name of the film, Kat?
Who's going to take care of me?
Yeah, so guys, make sure you look that up. And then you have – and I'm sorry, Dad, you were interrupting me?
No, I was going to say, I remember the carpet that we met you over there. You and Bill were at the carpet, and was that at? One of the theaters.
You know, that's actually a good point, Kat. Do you remember the first carpet I put you on? Do you remember when we first met? Do you remember which carpet that was?
Wow. You got a good memory. I'm jealous.
Eric, you and I have known each other, and James, we've known each other for years now. Oh, my God.
I remember the last carpet you and I were at. It was at the Grauman Theater, right?
That's right. That's right.
Yeah.
And that's a film that my writing partner, Craig Muckler, was an associate producer on.
Yeah, oh, that's right.
So he couldn't
make
that
it.
And I was more than happy.
A couple years ago.
Yeah. That's about a year ago, I think.
That was a lot of fun. That was the day that when we were at the what was it? I forget which hotel it was across the street, and I didn't get a chance to eat because we were so rusty.
That's
right.
You know what? I still have your pictures, and I told you I'm going to send. I found those pictures too when we were at Grauman's, and several others. And they're just spread out across, so many. I'm going to get them to you. I'm going to put them in a little package and send them to you.
Well, you know what?
So, Kat, I want to make sure we really take use of this. Kat, I want to make sure we take use of this time and get to everything. Not to interrupt you, but you have so many things I want to make sure that we really cover here. That you are building a K Coven community, and those that are listening right now, we have hundreds of people listening live. You guys need to look up Catherine Coven Bacino on Facebook, and follow her and get involved. And we'll be releasing her website and a lot of things here soon. But you have this K Coven movement happening. You have a jewelry line.
Yeah.
Let's talk a little bit about the jewelry line and what people have to expect and why they're going to want to buy. Are you supporting any causes? Talk about Kate Coven.
Okay, well, as many of you may or may not know, I grew up in the jewelry business. My father, Arnold, the late Arnold Coven and Roz Coven, owned the jewelry store chain. And it's a thing where I want to, start my own jewelry store line without having to have products, in-house, but, done for me. Hello, are you there? Can you hear me?
Yeah, we're here.
Okay.
We got you.
Here's the thing. Dante is helping me, and I want to do like a spiritual line of jewelry, my own thing. And we're thinking of slogans, and we're picking out the type of jewelry that we want to sell on the line. And so it's going to be fun, you know?
So cool. It really is a nice line. And Dante, Dr. Dante Sears is what we're talking about, has a jewelry line herself called Dante Bella. Very high classy healing kind of jewelry, but she has, I mean, she also has a whole department store at Sears X. And so she's the perfect person for this. And I'm literally watching behind the scenes all the jewelry and all the rings and all the earrings and the bracelets and the this and that and everything that she's sending to you and the things that you're picking out that you like. And this is some classy, high-end branded stuff. There's a high-end jewelry. I really think that, I know so many of our followers as well as your own are going to want this jewelry. And we are working with the Better Vision for Children organization, which we want to bring you on as a celebrity ambassador, Kat, as we told you. And we can give back.
I would love with your kids. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And
so
whatever.
You get a piece of jewelry.
Mm-hmm. You know.
Oh, that's right. We've talked about that. Yeah. Talked about the foster kids.
So every time you guys get a Kay Coven, you know, piece of jewelry, you're supporting kids and their vision, and we're going to be, you know, putting that out. So congratulations on that. And then you have, I mean, we looked through a lot of your footage and a lot of the stuff that you're doing. It's like traveling and cooking, and it's an interesting show that you're wanting to develop here, which will be on Easy Way TV soon. So do you want to talk a little bit about your show, or is that not ready yet?
Well, my show is not ready yet. However, what I did do down in the islands was Yacht Island Cuisine that we will put up for the time being until my show is developed. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Because Yacht Island Cuisine's places, people, and things, you know? Maybe go into, you know, talk about cuisine, maybe do like a little cookbook, you know, under my name, you know, something like that. I discussed that with you, Eric. Something very simple that I've already got it basically developed right now. It's going to be something very, very simple that even somebody that doesn't know how to cook can go to it, and it's not overwhelming.
Catherine, it's amazing how many people are interested in the cooking scenario. Do you remember Vincent Price, you know, the actor with the suspense movies, the horror?
Well,
Vincent was, him and his wife were into cooking. Did you know that?
I did not know it.
Yeah, he was into recipes and all that, and they would go to my aunt's house in Winnetka and share recipes because these people would travel, you know. And so when they would go to Europe and everything, they would travel, they would share the recipes when they went to this restaurant, that restaurant, and so on. And the Field. You remember the Field family? The Marshall Field stores?
Oh, yes, yes.
Yeah,
that
yeah,
big change.
Well, yeah, the Field, it was Marshall Field, I believe, the fourth, and his wife, they would be there too, and all these people would mix and mingle at George and Adeline's, and they would do, and it's amazing how so many were interested in what you're talking about, recipes and cooking and so on. So what's your specialty when it comes to...
why did you bring up George and Adeline in this whole story, Dad?
But because she was mentioning the cooking show and so on, and I started thinking back of all these people, and it always seems to get back to some kind of cooking, and Vincent Price was big into that kind of thing, into recipes and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah,
so you don't want to tell the world that we're related to those guys? Okay, never mind.
Well, Adeline, George and Adeline were my aunt and uncle, and that was, I spent a lot of time at their house in Winnetka, and, you know, met a lot of interesting people. If you remember the Walgreens, you remember, the Walgreens lived across the street.
Yeah.
And, you know, but I didn't care about meeting them. I just wanted to go to the beach because they lived on the beach.
So, Kat, let's get into your book, okay? We have another 5 minutes here. Let's get into this book that you've been writing on. And I mean, I bet a lot of people would be interested in hearing your story you know, dealing with the Pacino family and then doing your own thing as an actress, doing your thing as an entrepreneur, as a philanthropist. I mean, you've had such an interesting life. Give a little sneak peek, because again, we want to help you build this Kate Coven community, and all of our listeners, we definitely want you guys to go follow Catherine Coven Pacino.
Right. Well, the book that I'm writing, a couple of different books. The one that I'm writing with Craig Muckler is the one about the 12 easy steps to narcissism. We're taking all the people that we've known and we're putting, like a little twist to it, a humorous twist. But the other, the book that you're talking about is Looking For and Finding Me. As many of you know, I was adopted at birth, which is one reason why I've worked with foster kids, because I'm paying it forward. I never had to go into a foster home. I was adopted at birth. I grew up in a very, very wealthy home. Thank God. I was very, very privileged. And it's important. The one thing that my father did teach me is to always give back. Every time I went down to visit him, it was writing a check, whether it was to a children's association or to vets or to pets. It was always, he taught me how to give, how important it was to give, which is why,
right.
And, you know, I talked to you about the Better Visions for Children second half. It was the first is the vision, the actual eye vision, awareness, bringing awareness to the health. And the second is vision for the future, which I bring in the foster children, and you and I were talking about that. I wanted to get together and see how we could work on that and help foster kids.
Well, are you going to bring around a celebrity ambassador of BVC, and hopefully we can give back to them based upon the sales and the attention that Kat is going to be receiving. But we actually have a couple of questions from the audience. Maybe they didn't catch this. I just want to make sure that we catch on everything that the audience wants. What's your book going to be about, and how do I get it?
Okay, the book about my life?
Yeah, the book you were just talking about, I'm assuming.
Okay, the book about narcissism?
Right.
But a couple of different ones. That's not finished.
I think you were talking about the story of your life was the last thing, and that's when the comment came in.
Right.
So the story.
That's still ongoing, and that book you're going to be responsible for, by the way. I'm giving that one to you.
Awesome.
So it's going to be all over the place, in other words.
So what we'll do, guys, if you want to know more about Kat and her book or any of the projects, we're going to have a very special blog be put out, and you'll have all the information on as things are developing. We're also going to do a major launch on Zoom, a big launch event to celebrate a big Kate Coven movement and what we're doing with Kat here. And Kat, you're on the Wall of Fame, and a lot of our, we have tens of thousands of members now at this point that probably going to want to connect with you. And talk a little bit about your Wall of Fame profile and your experience and why people would want to connect with you on your Easy Way platform.
Well, first of all, I believe in the law of reciprocity. Let me know, what you want me to put out about you as well. And we could help each other for that alone. It's about building together. And I think that's very, very important in this business. And remember when I told you that I wanted to do speaking engagements too, Eric?
Mm-hmm.
Remember that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. One of the things that I'm going to be talking about is the law of reciprocity. We are a radio antenna as human beings. What we emit is what we get back.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's very important to teach that, I'm going to be putting out a lot of good things that's going to be good for everybody, and it's about helping each other. That's for that alone, because we all need help. Nobody does it alone. Nobody.
And when you do that, it makes you feel good. It creates positive energy, and that's what it should be about.
Yep, you get what you give. Mm-hmm.
You put
so, guys, if you go – If you go to look up Catherine Coven Bettino, really just look up Coven or Catherine, you'll find her Catherine's profile. And Catherine, you can post a lot of this so we can continue this conversation. We'll have you back, and people can get involved with this movement, this amazing Kay Coven movement that you have going on. So I definitely recommend, guys. I mean, if you just Google Catherine Coven Bettino, most likely your profile is going to come up. And we're really excited about this feature that we're going to be doing with you this Thursday, April 13th, on our Easy Way Pitch Party on Zoom. So if you guys want to learn more, you want to meet Catherine, you want to get involved, you want to support her, she'll have affiliate programs, and she'll be building along with you guys. April 13th, she'll be on 5 o'clock to 7 o'clock p.m. Pacific Standard Time for the Easy Way Pitch Party. She is our featured celebrity speaker. And for those of you guys that have stages, you heard her say she's speaking now. She's open to being booked. So anybody out there that has stages that might want Catherine Coven Bettino on their stage to talk about the law of reciprocity. And you're exactly right, Kat. And I mean, we got to go do this again. We got to do a whole another interview just on the law of reciprocity. And
there's so many questions.
There's just not enough time.
You guys, we have to do a shout out to Racer Michaels here before we leave. We're going to be
Racer.
Big time shout out to Racer Michaels, one of our celebrity ambassadors, the owner of the Dream Cinema Productions. I'm proud to be a co-producer with them. We've got some great films. Catherine's going to be in those films as well. We've got a new film coming out, and we'll be having him on our stages, and we'll interview him to learn more about Racer Michaels. Definitely look him up on the Wall of Fame. Great filmmaker and a guy that can change lives for sure.
And you know, Catherine, it'll be fun, Eric. No, wait, hold on. You know, it'd be fun for us to do sometime, Catherine, is let's have an evening where we all get around and we'll put together a sizzle on all the carpets, some of the different carpets we were on going back. Do you remember the WTV days and all that?
We're gonna be building on all that, but we gotta get to the next segment, Dad. Thank you so much, Catherine, and we will be following up on this on the Easy Way Family Group. And Catherine, before we let you go, on a scale of 1 to 10, how much do you like doing it the easy way?
Hey, it's 100 plus.
I want you to give Bill a big happy birthday. A big happy birthday to Bill, okay?
Thank you, dear. Thank you, guys.
Very big happy birthday to Bill from me and Dad. And we'll continue
Happy
this
birthday,
on the
Bill.
Wall of Fame, guys. We'll continue this on the new Easy Way chat app. We'll continue this on the group on Facebook. Follow Catherine Coven Bettino.
What's the number, Eric? What's the number on the wall?
Thank you so much, Kat. Appreciate you so much for coming on the show. We've got to get to the next segment now, guys. Don't go anywhere because we have Robbie Motter coming up on Carmelita's Corner right after this commercial break.
Hey, guys. All right, so make sure you join us twice a month every other Thursday for our Easy Way Family Pitch Party, where you'll get to pitch your purpose to gain more followers to your Easy Way Wall of Fame profile. Don't have an Easy Way profile? Make sure you visit EasyWayWallOfFame.com and create your profile. The way this works is you post on your profile whatever it is that you're promoting. So when you pitch it on our main stage with 50 to 150 members every other Thursday, you will get more promotion to your profile, and then that traffic will go to your website or social media. You also get to share the stage with our celebrity speaking guests, like Kevin Sorbo, Ken Davidian, Bill Walsh, Omar Perryu, Judge Joe Brown, just to name a few. And let's not forget our members' favorite moment of the evening, our Wheel of Opportunity, where you'll get to spin to win up to $10,000 in marketing and brand development prizes. Interested? Visit letter E, letter Z, EZWayFamily.com. Register for free and check out what all the excitement and buzz is about. We'll see you there. You know what? Let's just make this a little easier on you. If you're local, text Easy Way, no spaces, to the number 55678. Our system will take it from there.
Like the water from the sky, you put out my fire. Like a drop of water, you see, feel my
you are about to experience Carmelita's Corner. Carmelita's song, Rosebud, made it to the top 40s with the godfather of soul, James Brown. She's the founder of the Rose Breast Cancer Society. Now here's your host, Carmelita Pittman.
Hello there, Radio Land. Here we are again, and I've got a good reason for feeling grand. All right, now. Okay, we have a wonderful lady coming your way. Her name is Lady Robbie Mauter, and she is the founder and the CEO of the Global Society for Female Entrepreneurs, which is a 501c3 nonprofit organization known as GSFE, whose mission is to empower, inspire, mentor, educate, and connect women to be successful entrepreneurs. And she is also a number one United States best-selling author of numerous books. She's an international speaker and radio show host. Her passion is helping women to soar to greater heights than they could ever imagine. And I just want to be a witness of that because she's made the opportunity for me to participate in being an author in her most recent bestseller. And I'm going to let her tell you all about it. Are you there, Lady Robbie Mauter?
I'm so honored to be on your show today. You're so amazing, and I'm honored that you are one of my co-authors in our award international and U.S. book that we launched on International Women's Day, March 8th, with 64 co-authors, and the book is 611 pages of fabulous showing up and asking stories, including yours.
Well, I just am so happy to be part of your circle. The more I learn about you, the more amazing you are. And congratulations on your title as Lady Robbie Mauter.
Oh, right. I was honored to went last year in London to have it presented to me by Dr. Caroline Makaka, who is in 159 countries. So I never thought that would ever happen. You know, it's all about showing up. You just never know.
Exactly. And I have learned that if you want to make God laugh, tell God your plans. And so
right.
I just, you know, let go and let God. Because last year, when thanks to your organization, I received President Biden's Lifetime Achievement Award. I mean, I never expected that coming. And I want to thank you so much for your part in making that happen.
Well, and look at all the great work you do. You were very deserving of that honor. And it was my honor to be able to help you receive it. It's all, you know, it's funny. None of us do the work we do to get awards, but it's really nice be recognized, that somebody out there has seen the dedication that we have to other people. And you certainly have had tons of dedication to cancer and people. And I'm a cancer survivor. So, you know, I really am grateful to you for that.
Well, I have my mother to thank, you know, for my journey. She really was so instrumental in helping to formulate my pathway. And she was a gifted artist, multi-talented, and she gave me unconditional love, which is really a privilege and a blessing. I mean, how many people come into the world and have a loving parent that sacrificed on their behalf like she did for me? On a secretary's salary, she put me through USC, and that's one of the reasons I am forever grateful to her. And because she had breast cancer, that is how my organization was born. And because of her love of roses, and she knew the scientific names of all of the roses in her garden, and my gardener still keeps them up.
And so the first year that we had our Rose Variety Art Show, I gave all the mothers in the audience a rose from Mama's Garden.
Oh, that's so beautiful. I love roses. They're just so,
yes.
My favorite is the yellow rose, because the yellow
yes.
rose is a friendship.
Mm-hmm. And you and I share of the March the 8th, which is International Women's Day, and we celebrated our birthday on March the 8th, but I actually had my event, as you know, a little one day earlier. It was like a pre-birthday show, and I know that you would have been there if you could have, but I do want to let you know that it went very, very well, and I also want to give credit to Easy Way Cares and Better Vision for Children, because they gave the Rose Breast Cancer Society a $2,000 gift check.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, you know, they support when they can. And I have been a member as a broadcaster of the Easy Way Broadcasting Network now going on 8 years. This is my actual eighth year being part of the network.
That is great. Your show is always amazing. You always have amazing guests.
Well, you're one of them. Yeah, well, God just keeps sending them my way. People ask me, where do you meet all these people? And like I say, I just let go and let God. I never know who's going to come across my path.
Well, that's a great opportunity for them as well. So it's wonderful. You know, it's like you said, we help each other. We don't compete. We complete each other.
And I like that saying. That's very good. Yeah. So can you tell our listening audience more about this book? Tell them the title and how they can get a hold of it on Amazon.
It's also in Barnes & Noble. Well, you know, we wrote, but this is volume two of It's All About Showing Up and the Powers in the Asking. 2 years ago, I did the first book with the same title, and we received so many letters globally from women who said, oh, my God, after I read the stories, I realized that I wasn't alone, and I need to show up, and I need to learn how to ask. So that's why we decided to do book two, volume two, and every story is different. It's going to end. We were number one internationally and U.S. on the first day. The book is in Barnes & Noble. It's also in Amazon. It's in bookstores. It's in Amazon UK, and it's going in bookstores across the country. Book one was in Target and Walmart, and I'm pretty sure book two is going to be there as well. So we're very excited. We're doing a book signing. Our first book signing will be April 29th at the Cherry Hills Golf Club in Menifee, California. Because that's the day all the authors that are able to make it come and pick up their books and get all the authors to sign their chapters, as well as other people that come that would like to buy a book from whatever author they know. Excited about that. And then we're also going to be setting up book signings at different Barnes & Nobles and different bookstores, because the stories will change lives. What is interesting, of the 64 co-authors, 31 had never been an author before, and we represent 22 cities in California, 7 states, and 3 countries with our co-authors. So I think that's pretty exciting.
Absolutely. And you have GSFE chapters around the world now. I mean, it's been expanding. Can you tell the audience exactly which countries and which states?
We have two networks in England, and we're working on one coming in to South Africa. We have Canada. We're in New York. We have Philadelphia coming in this month. We have Chicago. Plus, we have quite a few in California. And the interesting thing that we're doing, and in California, we have what we call, they're both live and online. So no matter where anybody lives, they can join our network. The ones that are out of state and out of country, we make them be on Zoom so that all of our California members can also meet all of these global members that we're getting from all over the U.S. and international as well. Because it's, you know, it's wonderful to learn what they're doing, and that they love learning what we're doing. And as I said, one of the things we're about is educating each other and learning about different diversities is just such a fabulous thing. We're about 300 members right now, and we're growing. And my passion is to be there. You know, last year I took 26 women to London to receive their honorary humanitarian doctorate degree, and I'm taking 38 to Atlanta in June. And that happened because I showed up and met people who were able to open that door. So, you know, showing up is and asking, I think, are two of the most powerful words that anybody can do. And many times we wake up and we're tired and we don't want to go, but yet sometimes we make ourselves go. And when we're there, we're so happy we showed up because we met the right person or we were able to help somebody with people we know. So I just think it's powerful. And I think that every 2 years we'll be coming out with a new volume of the book with more stories.
Well, that's just wonderful. And I have to also give a shout out to Dr. Sherilyn Lee, because of her that I became a member. She encouraged me years ago. I never will forget that we took a train ride to one of your events, and I had no idea, you know, of what it was all about, and I didn't know you at that time. And I didn't even realize that when I arrived, that was probably in your company, but I remember that there was a large group of women, and they were all progressive and positive, and I enjoyed the event, and I enjoyed the train ride with Dr. Sherilyn Lee, and I want to congratulate her, if she's listening, for also being up for an honorary doctorate. I know she's going to be on your list to go to Atlanta.
Yeah, she's going. And she's also a co-author in the book as well.
Mm-hmm. Well,
she's
we
fabulous.
Have
she is.
Yes.
I mean, she has actually saved my life twice with her.
Oh, my gosh.
Her wonderful, you know, giving me IVs. One time I was very sick, and she came all the way here to Menifee and gave me one. And then this last time when I got back from London, I had that. There was a new virus going around, and I was so sick, and she came and gave me the vitamin C IV, and it just made me well again. She's my lifesaver.
Yeah, well, she bet she is. And she's been a top honorary member of the Rose Breast Cancer Society for many, many years and brought in so many health experts into the wellness portion of our events. And she was actually cited for healing, to reverse a cancer from a couple of patients in India. And they were so impressed that they sent the reporters from India to interview her because she actually healed someone from cancer. And not that, you know, we want to wait until somebody gets it, because the Rose Breast Cancer Society, our whole premise is to catch the horse before it leaves the barn, you know, to prevent it and through education. But listen, Lady Mater, we are ready to actually say goodbye. The clock goes so quickly when you're having fun. But I want to thank you for coming on as one of our wonderful guests.
Thank you so much. It was an honor to be here with you. I always enjoy seeing you and hearing you sing and just being a part of whatever you're doing.
Oh, thank you so much. Likewise.
All right, and we're back. Another awesome episode of Carmuda's Corner. And good to hear from Robbie. Nice to hear your voice, Robbie. I remember a couple events that we've been at together, and she always does such fantastic events and helps so many women. But yeah, another awesome show. We really got to get to the audience, and a lot of people are messaging and have been a part of the Easy Way podcast party. And again, guys, if you are not a part of this group and you want to engage, and we call the podcast party with the show every Monday,
as well as our guests, and you want to connect with the guests. We have a very unique way of doing that. So first and foremost, if you're on Facebook, you want to make sure that you go to Easy Way Family, letter E, letter Z, W-A-Y, space, family. And inside of that group are multiple chat rooms, actually, different chat rooms. And the Easy Way Radio Party, Easy Way Podcast Party is where you want to go. There's so many amazing members and fans and supporters that are in that that group that are messaging. And we want to shout out R.M. Ramesh and Eve and Deborah and Scott and Dr. Patricia Rogers and Jeffrey Sowers and all of you guys that are on there tuning in right now. And Rockshaw looks like a new one. Rockshaw, welcome. Samuel as well. I see you, Samuel. One more. I see another message. Chef Jason Mercado. Yes, we see you as well. And Favor. Favor's a new one. All right, cool. We got so many awesome people listening and tuning in. So a couple questions. Dad, and I'll let you answer this. We actually have one question, which it jumped out at me, is, wow, what an awesome, fun father-son podcast show. I'm so glad that my friend referred me to this. Well, thank you. I really, really appreciate that. We definitely want to respond to amazing comments and interaction like that. We are very appreciative that you guys are joining the show. And this is a very interactive show as well. So, you guys, if you want to get involved with the community, if you want to get involved with the hosts, if you want to get involved with the guests, you can simply go to easywayfamily.com and you can create your free account using the invite code EasyWay or any of the members that might have referred you. And then you can actually engage and you actually, you know, play with the whole EasyWay family, everything that we do. And so thank you for that nice comment. Dad, are you with us? Or do you like
You know what? I touched the button that said mute, and that's the baby boomer thing. But
baby
I was
going to
say, you know, they, you know, somebody mentioned the father-son thing. I remember when you and I were at a little golf thing, and the people were saying, you know, I want to contact my dad. We should go golfing. And, yeah, you should spend time with your parents, and the parents spend time with your kids. I mean, that's what it's all about. And I mentioned, Eric, the numbers. What's the latest number on how many people are coming to visit the wall now? I know that's been changing.
It really fluctuates. I mean, it's 800,000 visitors per month, 200,000 visitors, 500,000, but it's definitely over 100,000 per month every month. Lately, it's been close to the 800,000 bracket, and we broke 10 million all-time visitors. Now we officially have broke 10 million all-time visitors, 12,905 logins onto the podcast.
We're going to have to get an operator to handle the call. We don't really take calls during the show, but we might open up a portion that can do that because we have 40 It's about 45 on the screen, and they're all lit up. So we're going to work on that, guys. So with that, Eric, I think we're going to we're going to have anybody else on. We have what's the next event we have coming up here? I'm looking at we got several.
We definitely want to say happy birthday to Henry Lipitov, who you introduced me to. Dad, you went to the Influencer Awards. Shout out to Dr. Olympia Gelini, founder of the Family Film Awards and doing the Olympia Awards, invited us there. You ended up meeting and having a nice conversation with the president of Grammys, Michael Green. So Henry Lipitov, it's his birthday today. He's spending time with his wife and his friends and family, and he's one of the best visual effects producers, directors for music videos, cartoons, movies, films, you name it. And he is on the Wall of Fame, and definitely a big happy birthday to him. A happy early birthday.
Happy birthday to Bill.
Happy birthday to Bill, of course, Bill, William Lashbrook. And that was such a great great segment with Captain Coven Bettino.
I got it.
And also another happy birthday to Flash Bugatti, an early happy birthday to Flash Bugatti. He'll be celebrating more towards the end of April. But that's one of the things we do here at Beasley Family is we celebrate, we look at everybody not just as community, we look at them as family. And so we actually do remember their birthdays. We do want to celebrate their birthdays. We want to support, and that's we all get together on Zoom and kind of come together as a family type community. And you guys are all welcome to join the family check us out, easewayfamily.com.
And we were talking to Catherine about we're going to have a someday we're going to do the boat thing again, because every time we did a cruise, a boat situation with the whatever's out there, everybody enjoyed that. And we're going to plan something like that. But, you know, I think it'd be fun having an event where we could run some of the reels from some of these past carpets, because it's always interesting. And you see some of the people that what happened over the years. Do they stick with show business? Do they stick with producing, directing? And some of them have really excelled, and others have gone off to different fields. But you're like, I was watching you when they asked you to host that turkey situation, and you're always volunteering your time for that. You went up and down the street interviewing people. That was cool.
We gave turkey dinners to over 10,000 families. That was one of the most gratifying experiences of my life, and I hosted the entire thing. And I mean,
I got
the
videos,
Jackie, Harry, Kim Whitley, Michael Coyer, a lot of celebrities go and support that. And there's like a lot, Christine Devine from Fox, so many people come and support the community.
You know,
and
you can have a segment on your own, Eric, just with the different suits that you wear. Because like I saw the interview with you and Richard Dreyfuss, and everybody liked that suit, that brown suit. It was the tan. And then I see, there's a different suit. Because we could put a video together with just a sizzle video with just your suits, and another one with the cars. You know, you getting out of limos.
Well, honestly,
at
this point, Dad, I think that we're gonna have to take up some of these people on their offers. We've had a couple offers to actually build a documentary around me and Easy Way. So many people. And speaking of documentaries, John Carr, the founder of the Charitable Giving Foundation, is working on an amazing project, a legacy project, a documentary, and I was honored to be asked to be in that. And so you guys will in John Carr's legacy documentary coming out here soon. Dr. Patricia Rogers, I want to give a shout out to her and her new book. There's a book on events that she asked me to be in, so I'll be coming out on that. And there's actually like 6 or 7 other books that people are asking me to be in, as well as all these stages. But honestly, guys, I just want
to... Not enough Eric to go around. We need a clone. We need an Eric clone. Not enough.
Yes,
of you.
We do. Anybody want to be my client clone? Post your comments. Honestly,
you don't like
guys,
to travel, Eric. You don't like to travel. You get invitations to go to different countries, and I said, Eric, why don't you go to this? This is a big one. I just can't, Dad. I have too much to do. I'm thinking, okay, it's pretty cool. They're paying.
Well, if anybody wants to be my
nice
traveling clone. If anybody wants to do my traveling clone, and you like to travel, let me know. Yeah, I get a lot of offers to travel.
Yeah,
like three
or four
time.
Countries.
I think the last traveling offer was Dubai or something like that. They were going to do a
Dubai,
mega event. But Zoom is my thing. I mean, if you guys want me to be on a Zoom stage and you want to do something by remote, I support and I give my time all the time to support others. And also, speaking of books, my Influence Effect book. I got to promote that more. Go to ericzulli.com, get the Influence Effect book. Just Google Eric Zulli book. You'll see it's on Barnes & Noble, Walmart, Amazon, and it's been a bestseller for a little bit. Shout out to New Life Clarity Publishing. The new book is being worked on from New Life Clarity Publishing. The new book, Easy Ways, Best of the Best, will be coming out, forwarded by Omar Perryu. So that's going to be coming out real soon. We're working on that one. And all the information, guys, everything is always on easywayfamily.com. Click on blog. That's where all the news is. That's where everything's happening.
We
and if you are a member and you have an event and you want your event promoted, You can actually submit your events to our event calendar. So get ready, guys. The new EasyWay Interactive app and the Easy Chat app is coming out. We're going to make it real simple for you guys. One login, one shop, one solution. It's going to be off the chain. But I think it's time to wrap up, Dad.
We got a veterans event coming up. Yeah, we got invited to. Mm-hmm. We're going to have a big mixing with a lot of the veterans again. Of course, that's a constant. But, I don't know how you keep up with it. I'm trying to keep up with it. But it's an interesting program. And we will, Eric, what the heck? We're out of time already. I can't believe this.
We are.
It's going
to be. We are out of time.
And guys, thanks for tuning in. And Radio Bummers Live has been out, I don't know how many years, Eric, if you've been keeping track with,
you and Aretha Gray from Betty White's Off the Rockers and so many other things. Now she's like one of the superstar TikTok stars with like 4.6
TikToker. Maybe she's the one that instigated the peanut butter. I got to ask about that.
You guys have been on the show for over 8 years. It's been a while now. And
I took Risa to Carmelita's birthday party. A couple weeks ago. That was fun.
And also too, guys, we're going to be doing some really big things with Zoom events. If you want to do your own Zoom event, you want to generate a list, and you want to be a superstar online, we're building a program that's going to make you a superstar online and just better your business in every possible way just by doing your own Zoom event the easy way. So email us at support@easywaynetwork.com. Text EasyWay to 55678 to get involved. And we'll catch you guys next week. We look forward to hearing from you. Bye-bye.
Get on the EasyWay train. Create your own free EasyWay wall profile.
I'm sorry, Dad. Were you trying to say something? Didn't want to cut you off.
I was just going
to
say we're going to have our competition, Eric. So I taught you when you were like 2-3 years old how to play ping pong, how to play tennis. I have pictures of you when you're a little toddler, and you had a tennis racket in your hand, I got your golf set. So now we're going to see, like 38 years later, can what the competition would be like. Now, after all those years, can you still keep up with me on ping pong, on, you know, whatever it is? All the stuff I taught Eric, I'm going to see if where we stand on that now. Now, he should be able to blow me away on any of this stuff, but we'll see. What do you think, Eric? You want the competition?
All right. Well, hey, stay tuned for that one, guys. So thank you so much, guys. Keep doing it the easy way, and we'll be back next week on Radio Boomers Live on the EasyWay Broadcast.
Get
Radio
on the EasyWay train. Create your own free EasyWay wall profile. Connect with the best and network your way to success. Get your own commercial and consistently be promoted on Roku, Apple TV, Amazon Fire, Google Play, Apple Store. Watch free TV, Zonda TV, Voice America, iHeart, Blog Talk Radio, Spotify Worldwide TV, Android TV, Samsung, LG, and numerous other Roku channels. Enhance your Google rankings. Give your brand awareness that turbo boost you need to close more deals the easy way. Contact us today. Call 424-209-9290 or text EasyWay to 55678.
Thank you for listening to Radio Boomers Live, also known as RBL, with your hosts, James and Eric Zuli. Be sure and visit EasyWayNetwork.com, that's letter E, letter Z, EasyWayNetwork.com to get access to our influencers and get promoted to over 500,000 visitors per month. Remember, Radio Boomers Live airs every Monday, 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Don't forget to download our app on any mobile device, Google Play or Apple Store, by searching EasyWay Family. That's letter E, letter Z, EasyWay Family. Subscribe to our show at EasyWayPodcast.com.
Okay, Eric, great show. Till next Monday morning, keep moving, keep the faith, and Radio Boomers Live is signing out.